Right now, we head back into the studio with Judith Merriweather.
And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Janine DeCluet and Jackie Sheremy, who are here to talk about an education series for caregivers of people with Alzheimer's. It's called Step by Step, The Journey with Alzheimer's. And their first presentation was on June 12th. The next one is this Wednesday, June 26th. Janine is a photographer and writer, but also has been a caregiver for someone with Alzheimer's. And Jackie Sheremy is a current caregiver for someone with Alzheimer's. And we'll be talking about their experiences as well as the series Step by Step, The Journey with Alzheimer's. So let's start off talking about the two of you and what you've experienced, and then we'll talk a bit more about the organization that has put together this series and some other ways that people can become involved in addition to these two presentations. So, Janine, you are a photographer and a writer, but recently had to care for someone with Alzheimer's. Could you tell us just a bit about that story?
Sure. My mother had developed Alzheimer's about 17 years ago. And I first noticed it when we were having a small program within our home for my kindergartner. She kept repeating herself and repeating herself. And that's when we saw the first signs of it. And a few years passed. We got into caregiving with my mom and my dad at home. And then with the passing of my father, that created the new situation, which was, what are we going to do with mom? You know, where's mom going to go? And I'm very thankful that it was my husband's idea to say, well, you know, our lives parallel each other so much. We have six children. Mom had six. Her life was active. Our life is active. So let's bring her here. And that might even help her take her mind off of her own situation, in which it did. You know, so that's what got us involved in caregiving was the dementia that that took place in my mom's life.
Mm-hmm. And obviously the experience of it moved you to help others because you were on the board of the regional organization of the National Alzheimer's Association. So you've become even more involved in helping other people understand the illness and how they can become involved too.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, now Jackie and Jackie Sheremy is our other guest here. You are currently giving care to someone with Alzheimer's. Tell us just a bit about that.
That's correct. I'm caring for my mother, who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's about 5 years ago. Looking back, though, we can see that she probably was showing early signs about 8 to 10 years ago. And I was a busy mom at the time with small children and a busy career, and was very actively trying to find ways to manage my home and my mother's home and my career. And about 5 years ago, it just reached the point where I needed to take a step back and prioritize about what mattered most. And so my own family was obviously the top priority. And so since then, I've been mom's primary caregiver. And I say primary because it takes a team if you're going to be caregiving for someone with Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And we have great team members, but I am still her primary caregiver. And at the time, she is still living in her own home. And my goal has been to keep her in her own home, in her comfortable environment for as long as possible.
Mm-hmm. So caregiving, I mean, obviously there's the medical aspect and hospitals and doctors, but the caregiving seems to be a large part of dealing with Alzheimer's because it affects people so daily, so intimately. Now, I know that the Alzheimer's Association has a variety of activities, things that they do in different regions. You all created this program called Step by Step, The Journey with Alzheimer's. And the first presentation was about caregiving.
That's right.
And Janine, I believe you were one of the presenters for that program. Were you able to go to the program, Jackie?
I was, in fact, there. It was a great evening.
Well, what was your thought behind creating that presentation on the 12th?
Well, you know, I wasn't quite sure how many we were going to be speaking to. And I think that was the first awakening, if you will, for me, that we walked in and the room was overflowing. So it was a reminder to me there are so many people out there who are dealing with this disease, you know, and who are caregivers, whether they're like Jackie, a primary caregiver, or if they're a brother or sister to the primary and are showing support. The first hour I gave the presentation, and it was on caregiving. And it was really, I think, the thrust of that whole presentation for me was to allow others to see that anyone can be a caregiver. Two things that are important in caregiving is love, being able to show love unconditionally, and being open. And I think if you're willing to learn those two things, learn to be open, and learn, again, to love as we love our children, then anyone can do this job. You just need a support along the way, in which I'm very grateful for all the support that I had received for those 10 years. The second part of that presentation was done by Dr. Zeb Stearns. He's a physician with hospice, and he gave the basics on dementia, the different forms of dementia, and where we can get support. So we're going to touch again on the second series, again, for those who could not make the first series. We're going to touch on the disease again through our legal aspect. But we are going to be speaking about the disease and the different forms that it can take.
Mm-hmm. Well, from the perspective of someone who attended the presentation on the 12th, Jackie, what did you find helpful about it? What were your interests in attending an event like that?
Well, for starters, just seeing that there are other caregivers mm-hmm. out there, because the disease can be intense and progressive, as the caregiver, your focus becomes so narrow so that you can do your job well that it's easy to forget that there are other people in the same situation. So it was you could just see in the room almost everyone there was so happy to see another caregiver there or hear another caregiver's story, to know that there are people out there trying to deal with some of the same challenges that you are. And then, of course, the information was great also. It's been a while since we've had a strong presence of support for caregivers in Acadiana. And so it was good to see the effort there and the response to it.
Mm-hmm. And what were some of the, because I'm sure there was a kind of a question-answer period or mm-hmm. people expressed, what were some of the things that you noticed people were most interested and concerned about? Were there some questions that came up again and again?
Well, I know that after the presentation, some that came up to me personally mm-hmm. after and said that it gave them creative ideas in tackling some of the memory issues, that, you know, the repetitiveness. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you deal with that when the repetitiveness can be, you know, 30 and 40 times a day? How do you stay with patients, you know? And within that talk, we talked about that. You know, we lived it. So, you know, it was easy to share those things. And I think for a caregiver, it's that. You want to make sure that you finish as a caregiver strong, you know? And so that was one aspect that we covered. Another one was support, that caregivers need to take time for themselves. And how do you do that if you're on a limited income? You can go for a walk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, make sure and stay drinking things that go through. I mean, simple things like that. But sometimes we just don't stop to consider that, you know?
Well, especially as Jackie said, if you're kind of isolated and
right.
you just don't have that sense of that community of people who have the same concerns as you and you're overwhelmed, you don't even think about those simple solutions.
I think there were so many people in the room that needed to hear and got that reminder that you can do this. Mm-hmm. You can do this. It's mm-hmm. a long journey. The series is appropriately entitled Step by Step, The Journey with Alzheimer's. And it is a long journey. It's a disease that everyone's case is unique, but you can plan that you'll be a caregiver for a long time with this disease. And mm-hmm. so caring for the caregiver is as vital as caring for the patient with this disease.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So the series, Step by Step, The Journey with Alzheimer's, is this something that you all put together here in this community, or is it a national Alzheimer's approach?
It's national. Mm-hmm. It's a national. Mm-hmm. What we do here locally has got the stamp of approval mm-hmm. nationally.
Right.
So the information that we pass along is also from the Alzheimer's Association. Right. Along with our personal messages, too, along the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the second one, which is taking place this week on Wednesday, it's interesting that you mention about planning for this journey mm-hmm. and knowing that it's going to be taking a long time. There are many things to consider in addition to just, you know, dealing with the everyday. There's a lot of long-term planning that has to be done. And it sounds like this second one will help people with those concerns.
That's
Could
right.
you describe the one that's going to take place?
Well, we have two speakers for our second, Jennifer Campisi, and she is associated with Senior Helpers. She's going to be talking about the disease, and also she's going to be helping families with techniques that will help them with their day-to-day living. She's going to be speaking for the first hour. The second hour, our speaker is Michael Schultz, and Michael is an attorney here locally. He's with the Health Law Center in River Ranch. And Michael will be speaking about legal and financial decisions, making legal plans that fit your needs, legal documents that you'll need and what they mean for you and for those that you're caring for, how to find legal and financial assistance, practical strategies for making a long-term plan of care, tax deductions and credits, and then last, government programs that can help pay for care. And, you know, we have so many programs that are out there for that. For the primary caregiver, it really is about turning over each rock, you know, taking the time to fill out those forms if you have a loved one who's connected with our Air Force, Navy, you know, those entities, because there is financial available for our
But you just may not know about those things
right.
unless you attend a presentation like this or are involved in a support group. You just don't quite know which stones to turn to look under.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm-hmm. And addressing those issues can be so helpful to the caregiver, because then once they're taken care of, you can refocus your attention. And so it's every bit as important as the hands-on care.
Absolutely. That's an interesting point there. So that program will be this Wednesday. People have an opportunity to register for that program. There are still seats available.
There are. Mm-hmm. There are. And it is free to the public. Mm-hmm. It begins at 5:30, but our speakers don't start until 6 p.m. But I would say get there early, and as Jackie was witness to, that 30 minutes allows you to network with other caregivers. That 30 minutes is important, too, for just getting yourself situated and meeting other people.
There'll also be other care providers there. And so those 30 minutes give you time to maybe meet or chat with someone about adult daycare or other services that help you
on
your journey.
So kind of like a showcase of people who can provide, and
right.
they'll have information there for
right.
you to look at. If you are just tuning in, my guests are Janine DeCluet and Jackie Sheremy. Jackie is currently a caregiver for someone with Alzheimer's. Janine has been a caregiver and is now on the board of the regional board of the Alzheimer's Association. Here talking about a series called Step by Step, The Journey with Alzheimer's. The first presentation was June 12th. The second one is this week, Wednesday, the 26th. How do people sign up for it, or do they even have to? Can they just show up?
Right, they can just show up. It's going to be at the Petroleum Club. If you're not sure where that's located, it's located at 111 Hyman Boulevard in Lafayette. They can also reach me through my email address that we're mm-hmm. going to give them at the end of the show.
Okay. And we'll keep that here at KRVS as well. So they can just show up. Lots of opportunities for networking and finding out more about caregivers and other services,
mm-hmm.
resources that you may need. And again, Jennifer Campisi talking about some of the everyday things that you need to deal with to plan for, and Michael Schultz talking about long-term planning, financial planning, and documents and other things you might need. So the Alzheimer's Association, we've mentioned that several times. Tell us just a bit about it and how that is realized here in our regional organization. Well, what does the organization do?
Well, we have a tremendous support group here in Lafayette that we're just getting off the ground again. We had one years ago, and we're excited to say that we're starting our first support group in a long time in July. And that, again, is through the Alzheimer's Association. The Alzheimer's Association in our area, we put on this educational series in June. And then in the fall, on November the 9th, we actually have our big fundraiser. It's held in Girard Park. And last year, we raised $90,000, was raised here locally. So it shows that we have a tremendous amount of support here. And we're excited about that. Mm-hmm. Those are the two things that are actively going on in our area. But we can also get support through the national organization, through the web. And there you can find support. And you can also find other support groups that are happening all over the state.
And just mentioning the state, you know, for those people who are not involved with it, or are some people beginning to suspect that maybe they will have to become involved with understanding more about Alzheimer's, how widespread is it in the state?
Very good question, mm-hmm. Judith. There are over 83,000 Louisianians with Alzheimer's disease. It's the sixth leading cause of death in the nation, and it cost over $1 billion per year in associated medical and health care cost. So it really has hit our state hard.
Hmm. And you mentioned that there hasn't been a real support presence recently. Has that been how people must feel that? Because when you mentioned that there are 83,000 people in the state, yes, of Louisiana, that's a great need out there that caregivers have, that patients have.
It is. And that was one of the most exciting things about this two-part series and then the kickoff of the monthly support group meetings, is that there has been a great need in this area. You can see the numbers reflected, and so it's great, mm-hmm, to see the support taking shape again in the Acadiana area.
So this monthly support group is going to be taking place. The first one is going to be in July.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And what do you all hope to do with the support group? How is that going to be structured, and what can people expect from it?
We're going to have three people from our Alzheimer's board who will always be present at the meetings. So, but it's really a meeting where people can come together, and it's their support group. You, mm-hmm, know, it's where they share what's working, what's not working. And we as a group can help one another. You know, I remember back when I began being a caregiver, the overwhelming feeling of mom had just moved in. I had three small children then. And now what? And the second day my phone rang, and it was a neighbor that I did not know. She lived on the street behind me. But she was very involved with the association. She was a caregiver to her husband. And I picked up the phone, and she told me who she was. And I didn't recognize that at that point. And then her next statement was, "Janine, there's a great support group in the area, and I'd like you to come with me." I just felt like a breath of fresh air had come into my room, my life, you know. And so I went to only two meetings were needed where I felt like I had the support I needed to walk this walk. Two. That's all I needed. There might be people out there who say, you know, I don't have the support around me. So I would love to have the support of new friends that can help me walk this journey. And that's what we're there for, to help them walk this journey and finish strong.
Well, and Jackie had made the point how even though we speak about this as one illness, Alzheimer's, every situation is so unique. Everybody's family situation, personalities involved are so different, and everybody needs something in, yes, a different way. The kinds of questions people may have are different. Their needs for support may be different.
And the disease changes as it progresses. So the questions you have in the early phases are very different from late phase questions.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting when you talked about for the first presentation on the 12th that you were helping people with creative solutions and saying that, you know, this is a daily issue that you're dealing with these people every day and trying to come up with ways creatively to deal with some of the same issues is a real difficulty for,
yes,
a lot of people.
Yes, it is.
So I want to talk just a bit about one of the creative ways that you worked with your mother. You're a photographer. That's one of your skills. How did you incorporate that in your care with your mother?
Well, it was my mother. Mm-hmm. So her life is very dear to me. And so I first started out with with the thought of I would document this disease. So it was more of a documentary. But through that documentary, you know, little things would happen in her life, and I would stop and say, we need to capture this. One such instance was driving to school with the girls. Those who have memory loss, some of them, you know, I can only speak from my position as my mother's caregiver, but she loved reading. She was an avid reader her whole life. So even though that was lessening, she loved reading the things that she saw as we drove. So she would say, "Now, Janine, 35 miles an hour, you see that?" And the children in the back, sometimes my kids would kind of roll their eyes. And I would tell them, you know, when her life is over, these are the things that you roll your eyes to that you're going to miss, you know. Well, one of those mornings we're bringing the kids to school and there was this red convertible in front of me. And her favorite color was red. She made us all know that. And she saw it and she just kept commenting on the beautiful color of that car. So in my mind, as I dropped the children off, I said, you know, her birthday's next week. I'm going to find out who that lady is, and I'm going to ask her if she wouldn't mind dropping by so my mom could see the car. Now, to me, that was creative. That was just getting a little outside of my intentions for the day and listening to what was going on in her life. So I did. The next day, I saw this woman, and I kind of tooted the horn, and she pulled over. And I made my presentation to her, you know, would you mind doing this? And, of course, she had a spunky personality, long blonde hair, cowboy hat on. And she said, absolutely, I'll be there. So the day that she came, Mom was sitting in the living room. And, you know, I had on her little petal pushers, her red and white petal pushers, and her little white shirt with a little red collar. And she was sitting there, and she would love to just look out of the window and let me know what she saw going on. And all of a sudden, she sees this red convertible come not only into the drive, but into the grass. And so she said, Janine, there's a beautiful red car that's out in the front. And Renee got out of her car and knocked on the door, and that kind of got Mom a little nervous, so she's coming down the hall letting me know someone's at the door. I said, well, let's go answer it together. So I walked behind her, and I opened the door, and there is this phenomenal lady with her cowboy hat, her curls, and she says to my mother, I'm looking for T-Wan. And that was my mom's nickname, and so Mom just quickly turns around and looks at me, and she says, well, that's me. And she said, well, I'm T-Wan. She says, well, I hear it's your birthday, and I'd like to take you for a birthday spin. And so as a photographer, the rest was history. I had my camera with me. You know, Mom and I are in the back of this convertible. I don't think I'd ever ridden in a convertible before, but it felt so wonderful to be sitting in the back of the car with her. And I picked up my camera, and I went and clicked a few images, and then I noticed she started squinting, so I took off my sunglasses and I gave them to her. And that's the picture that I have here. Mm-hmm. And it always spoke volumes to me, you know, that seeing that joy in her face like that.
Well, and it goes back to what you were saying. One of the things you all talked about in the presentation is how important listening to each individual person with Alzheimer's is, and not imposing one particular plan of action, that it's so dependent upon their personality and the family situation. And have you found that as well, Jackie?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's so many lessons and so many beautiful gifts for the caregiver along the way, if you set your mind to that. And one of the big lessons is learning to live in the moment. The disease really teaches you to focus on being in the moment so that you can give the care, not necessarily that the book says or the pamphlet says, but the care that the patient is showing you they need now, which is a beautiful lesson for all of us.
Well, it sounds like all of you are learning things as well, that the patients
Absolutely.
Are teaching the caregivers
Yes.
so much as well. If you are tuning in, my guests are Jackie Sheremy and Janine DeCluet here with the Regional Alzheimer's Association. They are talking about a series of presentations called Step by Step, The Journey with Alzheimer's. The next one is this Wednesday, June 26th at the Petroleum Club, Caregiver Legal and Financial Planning for Alzheimer's Disease. Anyone can show up. Starts at 6, but you say go early?
Yeah, come at 5:30 okay. and network with other caregivers that are there.
All right, so that's this Wednesday, but then you have another opportunity as the monthly support group begins on July 8th. And where is that going to take place?
This is actually going to take place here in Lafayette. We have a few support groups in the area, in Crowley and Abbeville. But for those who are living within Lafayette, it's going to be at the Health Law Center in River Ranch. The Health Law Center in River Ranch, and that address is 1042 Camellia Boulevard, Suite 2.
All right, so just show up for that, too. You don't need to register for it. Now, should somebody want more information about that or anything else that we've been talking about, you mentioned they could get in touch with you.
Certainly. They can email me or they can call. My email address is Janine DeCluet, J-A-N-E-N-N-E, D-E-C-L-O-U-E-T, at me.com, me.com. Cell number for those who want to call regarding this disease and the support group would be 337-316-2074.
All right. And I believe you mentioned you had a presentation, a PowerPoint presentation that you're willing to give for individuals or groups as well.
Yes.
So if they're interested, they can contact you. Again, Janine DeCluet is on the board of the Alzheimer's Regional Organization in our community. Jackie Sheremy, involved with it, with the support groups, and currently a caregiver for someone with Alzheimer's. Well, thank you both for coming by to let us know more about it. You can contact Janine for more information. You can show up this Wednesday at the Petroleum Club. Presentation is at 6. You can show up early and find out more about what the organization does and how you can become more involved. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.